the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, we got a game tonight. And it's a big one for the Philadelphia Eagles as they try to stay afloat in the NFC East. And they're battling the Seattle Seahawks, a team that obviously can go nuclear at any time. We've got some hot college hardwood action as well. I love it when the seasons overlap because it presents more ways for us to squander our cash. So I'm going to give you a bonus pick.
Squander being the operative word, my man, after this weekend. I'll tell you what, I tried to get in on some of that college hardwood action, completely failed.
Hey, the Richmond Spiders came through for your boy, so it wasn't completely a lost cause. I had a hell of a weekend as well in terms of player props. Stayed hot from Thanksgiving, and we're going to give you some more of those here for the Monday night contest. But before I give you a bonus time on the early with a college basketball selection, give me a pick against the spread tonight in Seahawks and Eagles, a battle of the birds, with Seattle laying 6.5, and a pick on the total as well at 49. Just to give you a little bit of background, 66% of the public spread tickets right now on the hosting Hawks, 61% on the over. What say you?
I will do Seattle. I will take them with the points because I got a final of 27-20. So I've got it just tucking on the under, but I do think that Seattle winds up covering by winning it by a touchdown.
Yeah, I think so too. By the way, this came in Philadelphia. I said Seattle. I'm going to take, should I dare fade the majority here? I don't feel particularly strong on the side with this one because I don't know what version of Philadelphia is going to show up. I don't know if Carson Wentz is going to play the entire game. So yeah, give me Seattle. I'll lay the 6.5 and ride the chalk there. And I'm going to say just over as well. I'm going to say 27 to, no, actually that would be under. My math is failing me. 27 to 20.
See, you and I got the same score right there. That's what I'm thinking. I think it's a touchdown. I think Philadelphia winds up having to settle for some field goals a couple of times. And like you said, who knows how much Carson Wentz we're going to see.
Yeah, I hope we do get some Jalen Hurts there. That's weird. You just influenced me and swayed my opinion right there in real time. So, yes, you and I are going to run it together in the under. And we're both on the Seattle Seahawks. And the bonus time college basketball pick I'm going to throw out at you. I like Providence. Plus 1.5 points. You can take them on the money line if you can find a little bit better odds there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at the Friars, you know, they are going to have to really battle inside in this game to stay up to pace with Trace Jackson Davis of the Indiana Hoosiers. So really the key battle there is Jackson Davis against Nate Watson. But if they, you know, blaze the nets like they did against Fairfield, shooting over 40% from downtown, it's not going to matter anyway. But I do like the Friars. Ed Cooley always has his teams prepared in a rock'em sock'em robots kind of game there at the Harris Cherokee Center in Asheville, North Carolina. I think the Friars prevail in the end. And if you want to get in on whether it's the NFL or any of the college basketball action, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, there's definitely no short of madness this college basketball season. For us fans, the college basketball powers that be have gifted us with a top-tier matchup between a couple of powerhouses this week. This weekend upcoming, we got Gonzaga, we got Baylor going toe-to-toe, and America's top-rated Sportsbook app, DraftKings Sportsbook, has all of the can't-miss offers for you to get your hands on. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all college basketball fans who sign up now the chance to win $100 when betting on either Gonzaga or Baylor to win this Clash of Titans. Plus, you'll get a deposit bonus of up to $1,000 when signing up and using that promo code FTN. Again, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up for your shot to turn $1 into $100 when betting on either Gonzaga, my pick, or Baylor to win. That's right. Bet $1 to win $100. Use that promo code FTN during sign-up to take advantage of these great offers for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to Monday's Fade 5.
number five.
All right, let's talk a little NFL gridiron action, and we love the props here on the Fade the Noise podcast. And Chris Carson, finally, hallelujah, praise the fantasy and sports betting gods, he's back after missing multiple games with a midfoot sprain. Anytime touchdown for him, plus 125 here, Lundy, and I'm taking it. I think he is going to find the end zone. Look, it's hard to run on the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, this season they've given up, you know, well below 4 yards per carry to the running back position, specifically 3.43, just 113.3 total yards per game, 12 fewest fantasy points, but they have allowed 10 rushing touchdowns this year. So it may be a low ceiling in terms of what he can accomplish on the ground. His player prop for rush yards at 50.5 at DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm going to avoid that one, but I am going to tail the anytime touchdown. I think he does cross the chalk and the arms of the referee go up for the 6-point signal. So fade or follow, Chris Carson back in action, finds the end zone with an anytime score at plus 125.
Well, you know, Brad, how you've been having the BB specials lately, right? In honor of those receiving yards. I think this one may start to be called the Wayne Gallman special after you called the anytime touchdown on the last podcast for him. You had it posted up on social media. Maybe this is another one. I'm going to follow you on this one because when I can see somebody like a Chris Carson, that kind of talent level, at a plus number for an anytime touchdown, not a first touchdown, nothing crazy like that, just an anytime, I like to be able to follow that because you can play the numbers game on this one. I think he's got a very solid chance of doing it. I think they want to work him back in, and no better way to build up that confidence than to get down maybe inside the 10-yard line, hand him the ball, and let him get that anytime touchdown. So I'm with you. I will follow, and I love those plus numbers.
Yeah, I do too. Hit the pylons, Carson!
Number four.
All right, let's work in a fantasy points line, which DraftKings does offer. They have those specials every single week. You always check those out. They have their own tab right there in the search bar when you're checking out the various NFL offerings. Carson Wentz, 18.5 fantasy points. And I have to take the under here because the rumors are swirling right now in the city of not-so-brotherly love that Wentz may no longer be embraced by the Eagles nation. He has struggled immensely. The Wentz punt, we jokingly say, is a thing. Him just kind of chucking it up beyond 40 yards and the opposition plucking out of the air for an interception. But he struggled with the reads. He struggled with decision-making. He struggled with the turnovers. And a lot of people are screaming, we want to see Jalen Hurts, the very talented rookie out of the University of Oklahoma, formerly of Alabama, who posted some ridiculously efficient numbers through the air, whether on short throws, intermediate throws, or long bombs. Guy has an absolute hose. And he actually, if you don't know this, once squatted an entire skyscraper while at Oklahoma. I think he has like the record for squat weight by a quarterback in NCAA history, like 565, something insane like that. So he is one of the ultimate scoring duelists if given an opportunity, and you might see it tonight as there are, again, rumors swirling this could blow up to a full-blown QBBC, quarterback by committee. So that has me skittish on Wentz, and that's why I'm taking the under, though the matchup is absolutely spectacular with Seattle on pace to allow the most passing yards in a season by a franchise in NFL history. So fade or follow, Wentz under 18.5 fantasy points.
Here's the thing, Brad. Whether or not Jalen Hurts comes in or not, I think I would take the under on this one no matter what, just because I know he's going to be good to take some negative points as well. I know that he's good for a strip sack fumble. I think he's good for at least one of his patented Wentz punts, if not two. As bad as Seattle has been, so has Carson Wentz. So this is kind of who's going to finally blink first? And I think, unfortunately, it's going to be Wentz that blinks. I think we're going to see Hurts. I think it's going to keep his opportunities suppressed and therefore his fantasy point total suppressed. So I will follow on this one. I think by the time he's done, he's probably going to be somewhere in the 16.5 to 17 point range.
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good.
Number three.
All right, it's time for our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. If you're unfamiliar, go there now and use the promo code F. FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And as a new user, when you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house. It's player props, folks. It's over or under, more or less on some of your favorite players in the NFL. You can parlay them together, starting with packs of two all the way up to six. And if you score more on the more or the less, the more you hit, the more dollar bills, y'all, you stuff into your pocket this holiday season. And let's go ahead and focus on Miles Sanders, 64.5 rush yards. And I'm taking the under here, Lundy. You know, you look at the Seattle Seahawks, you cannot run on these guys. Very similar to Philadelphia. They've given up just 3.66 yards per carry, only 67.8 rush yards per game on the season. Only a couple of guys have gotten over this proposed total this year. And Sanders, you know, you got the revolving door backfield because that's how Doug Peterson operates. So you're going to get a little Corey Clement, who's off the COVID list and expected to play. You're going to get some Boston Scott mixed in there. Now, Sanders has been very efficient on a per-touch basis, 3.48 yak per attempt, force a missed tackle 21% of the time. But this number is just too high, just too rich. I'm thinking something like 14 carries, 54 yards, no touchdown for Sanders tonight. So under 64.5 rush yards of the product out of Penn State, fade or follow.
I will follow on this one as well because of that crowded backfield, Brad. You might have been talking about a QBBC earlier, but this is definitely an RBBC. Despite the talent of Miles Sanders, you're right. You're going to see Clement. You're going to see Scott. Heck, you're going to see Wentz scramble a little bit from time to time. And just all that does is take away opportunities for Miles Sanders. And so I just think as much as that is a low number, because I think a lot of people at a quick glance would look at Sanders and say, oh, 64.5, that's an easy number. Not against Seattle and not in a crowded backfield. I will follow and take the under.
Yep. Fade Miles Sanders.
Number two.
All right. One player you should definitely not fade is Jalen Reagor, the rookie out of TCU. 47.5 receiving yards. 100% on the over here. And I would hammer a living daylight out of it. This is probably one of my favorite bets, if not the best bet on the board at minus 112 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Reagor really starting to come on here late in the season. The game is starting to slow for the rookie. He's getting those reps. He's very explosive in the open field. And you got to love the matchup. You know, whether it's at a granular level, he's going to draw DJ Reed in coverage. He's giving up a 110.2 passer rating and 1.86 yards per snap. Or on a macro level, Seattle as a collective, 8.7 pass yards per attempt, 259.7 yards per game just to wide receivers, 24 dudes. Let me repeat this. 24 dudes have hit the 48-yard mark through the air as a receiver against this secondary this season. And with Reagor and his 15.4 average depth of target, a developing premier field stretcher, whether it's Wentz or Hurts, it's not going to matter. He will find a way to get to at least 50 yards in this one. Fade or follow, Jalen Reagor, over 47.5 receiving yards.
You know, Brad, there are some times when I look at fans from Philadelphia, fans from Boston, and I sit back and I go, man, you guys, like, some anger management would be good, you know, just kind of tone it down a little bit. But then I realize that if I were a fan of the Eagles, I would also be irate right now, because not just Reagor, Brad, but what they have in Travis Fulgham, who you've talked about a lot, there is some great young talent there if they just had a quarterback that could get them the damn ball. And up against Seattle, they should be able to do it. Despite the fact that you and I are both down on Carson Wentz, I do think that Reagor can have a good game. I think the matchup favors him defensively, and therefore I agree with you. I think he gets up over this number. One of my favorite player props tonight as well.
Yeah, rev the engine with Jalen Reagor.
Number one.
Last and certainly not least, because this is not a dude you want to tick off, because he is a very muscular man and an athletic freak, an absolute marvel. That is DK Metcalf. And I was a bit taken aback, shocked, honestly, that this receiving yards prop line wasn't higher. Right now at DraftKings Sportsbook for DK, it's 69.5, not even the 70s. Tyler Lockett's yards prop was a little bit higher than his tag team partners here. But I'm taking the over at a minus 118 juice. You look at DK Metcalf, an absolute uncontainable beast. A 14.7 average depth of target, averaging 17.9 yards per catch. He's been over this proposed total seven times this season, though he has been well under in his past two games. Now, you might say to yourself, well, Brad, he's going to see a lot of Darius Slay. Darius Slay is not the shutdown corner he once was. He's given up a 103.4 passer rating and 1.17 yards per snap. Now, only five guys have gone over this proposed total against the Eagles this season, but they have surrendered 150.2 yards per game, the wide receiver position. Russ is going to be cooking, and he is going to be sipping the spoon and feeding DK Metcalf early and often. I like him more than Tyler Lockett tonight. Overall, I think it's 75-plus and a touchdown for the former Ole Miss standout. So, fade or follow my over 69.5 receiving yards on DK Metcalf.
Absolutely, Brad. A number that didn't seem right, and the juice is going to keep moving. So, folks, jump on this quickly because this isn't a high enough number. You're right. I think this is more of a Metcalf type of game. Not that Lockett won't be involved, but just when you look at those two over-under numbers, I think Lockett's at 72.5, DK sitting at 69.5, feeling a lot more comfortable to drop some dimes on DK's number than Tyler. So there we go, Brad. I might have talked you into it at the start of the pod with the final score and the
yeah.
under, but a perfect 5-for-5 on the follows today.
Yeah, and I'm still digging Providence. I think that's where my head was at. That's why I was just like, oh, I'll just copy off of Mr. Lundy's paper. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faded Always podcast. Please follow Lundy at Nate Lundy on Twitter. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to get 10% off your subscription today. Drop us a rating and a review. And as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.